T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Someone weren't aware of what this Elmwood Crossing project is. Just briefly describe what's going on there and describe the redevelopment.
I think it's a unique redevelopment of former hospital complex in the Elmwood Village. And we think we're trying to create another good development that brings together, both a lot of unique uses where people can, come and live, work and provide some additional services, being maybe some bars, restaurants, banks, shops, to an area of Elmwood that's sort of been, lacking in that since the hospital has closed. And it's always been an area that, shops seem to come in and out of, and we think our development at the end of the day will add some stability back to that area.
Great. And a pretty big milestone possibly coming up on Monday if the planning board accepts the environmental impact document. Talk about that, and do you anticipate any problems with that?
We think that there's still a lot of discussions to be had here. We've been working on this project for, a number of years. I think going back to when Simonelli started, I think it's going on 5 to 7 years, somewhere around there, from when the initial discussions and projects were being vetted back then before they were awarded and then obviously taken away, then given to us. So, our concepts throughout this have stayed pretty consistent from all those initial meetings we had with the groups involved in the selection process and the groups we presented to. We still have a lot of work to do. We hope this will be accepted, and we hope it'll be approved in short order. But that's not to say that's the end all of the project and the vetting of the project, because we still have to go in front of the planning board for each of the different unique uses that we have. I'm sure over time, things will maybe pivot or change a little bit here and there, which we'll be bringing that back to the different boards and different community groups to discuss any changes that are made. And we just hope that this approval will kick off a number of the things that we think can easily be started, being the daycare. We have a deal with People Inc. on affordable housing concept as part of it, and get started on some of the other buildings in the residential uses for them.
So basically you're saying if this weren't to be accepted, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but it certainly would help kickstart some of the more tangible items of this project?
Correct. There's been some misinformation out there with people saying, well, once this is approved, it ends all further discussion on anything, and that could be furthest from the truth. As we've said from the beginning, we've been very transparent with everything. We're going to keep trying to put the best project forward for each of the different buildings there and each of the different parcels of land. And I think a number of the things we're looking to get started with right now, being the townhomes on Utica, being the daycare, being some of the affordable housing concepts with People Inc. Along Hodge Street, I think people are fine with those uses. As far as the tower itself, I'm working on a number of different things for the tower. And as we continue to vet and find out what those actual uses will be, aside from the housing concepts we've already been discussing, we'll come back to the community groups and obviously the planning board and discuss those with them and make sure we have everyone's on board with what we're trying to do there.
As you mentioned, this project or discussions of this project have been going on for the better part of a decade at this point. Do you get the sense that the community or even yourselves are getting frustrated with the amount of time this is taking, or is that not really bothering you guys at all?
The EIS here, it's taken longer than we expected to take, but there was a lot of information we had to compile. So we wish we could have got through that portion of it quicker. We wish we could have got in front of the board before summer, not after summer here. But we are where we are right now, and we'll continue to move forward. I know some other community groups or some individuals in the area, still have expressed that there hasn't been enough vetting of the project. But, we've been talking about it for a long, long time now, and we haven't changed much, if at all, from what we initially presented in the beginning. As I said, as we continue to get into the tower more, I think there will likely be some changes. The time has cost us some too. As we've sat here, we initially had a possibly boutique hotel type use in there, But in the interim, with the wait that's gone on, three other hotels have been announced in the area. So we don't know if that maybe is the best idea at this point. So the time has cost us some tenancies, has cost us some uses, we think. And as we continue to push through and get different projects here approved and under construction and developed, you know, we'll continue to work on what's remaining there to make it the best project we can. You know, we said all along, it's going to take a period of time to complete all this, because we never want at one time to have everything under construction at once. We think that would be such a nuisance and hindrance on the neighborhood. So as we, you know, start projects and complete projects, we'll be starting new ones and hopefully completing them in short order. But every phase of this, including the tower, has been under discussion, has been in planning, has been being developed. There's no part of this project just sitting there, not being, you know, developed and planned and, you know, discussed. And as we'll continue to move forward and start different projects, we'll continue to work to complete and plan and, you know, get started on construction on future phases too.
Great. I think I have everything that I need. Is there anything else that you would like to add or feel that the public should know?
No, just at this time, as I said, it's very important for us to everyone to know that, you know, the approval of this EIS isn't the end and final approval for this project. It simply is just another approval that is necessary to keep moving forward with all the different phases we're doing. And as we continue to bring actual defined developed plans and get them completed, we'll continue to go in front of the planning board and have further vetting of each of those different projects or phases, as we call them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.